So this passage from the Gospel of Mark is famous because it is a story inside of a story. And as we read in the Gospel text, we see that both of these stories began 12 years ago. We have a story that began 12 years ago, the joyful celebration of the birth of a daughter, of new life entering into the world. We also see a story that 12 years ago began with great difficulty, the hemorrhages beginning and not ceasing for over 12 years. For us, we can conclude, you know, it's a difficult situation, it's a difficult malady, but to know the Jewish culture and to know the Judaic laws, this woman was an outcast. She was not allowed to participate in the normal things of family life because of the presence of the blood. For 12 years, she was an outcast. And so we have two stories that seemingly intersect. 12 years in the making, they both intersect with Jesus. And one story begins, then Mark starts a second story, draws the second story to its end, and then finishes the first. It is a chiastic structure. That's the reason they spent so much money on my education, so I can say big words like that. It's a literary structure in which we recognize that there is a point in the middle where something changes. I never thought of this way until today in the reading of the gospel. Do you wonder if the healing of the woman with the hemorrhage, if her healing was necessary in order for the healing of the little girl to take place? I say that because what we have in the story of the woman with the hemorrhage is a woman of great faith. She had heard of Jesus. She had declared in herself, to herself, if I but touch his garment, the tip, the tassel of his garment, I will be healed. Jesus never proclaimed that. He never said that in the Sermon on the Mount. His disciples never proclaimed that. She, in faith, had made the declaration, and in great faith of who Jesus is, she experienced a radical healing. She was made whole. I say it seems that her healing was important for the second healing to take place because faith is at the center of that healing. Jesus says to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." Faith is the center of that healing. And then we get the bad news, right? Jesus isn't just healing someone who is close to death. Now the person has died. She's died. Why bother the teacher? He can't do anything more. He only heals people. He doesn't bring them back to life. And yet in this moment, we see an invitation that is given by Jesus to Jairus, the synagogue official. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Just have faith. I posit the question of the healing of the woman with the hemorrhage taking place on the journey of Jesus to heal the little girl, that maybe her healing was necessary for the faith to be stirred for Jairus, for the synagogue official, because the little girl is dead. It's not her faith, but now it becomes the faith of those outside of her to bring about her healing. did Jairus, the official, need to see the power of Jesus at work there in that place, and the witness of the woman of what had taken place in her, for him to possess the faith sufficient for Jesus to bring about this blessing? I guess we'll only know the answer to that when we're on the other side. We can talk to Jairus ourselves. Was this necessary, Jairus? How was your faith grown and changed by seeing this woman give witness and testimony to what Jesus had done? But it posits for us, my brothers and sisters, a very simple thing. Recognizing that our own healings, plural, that take place in our life, healings of wounds of the past, physical healings, emotional healings, all of the healings that take place and are invited into our life, false ideas, false beliefs being made true within us by Jesus, darkness being enlightened by the light that is Jesus, will our healings be the means for others to be healed? There is a man in our parish. Sometime soon I'm going to invite him up to speak at the mass that he attends, because he had cancer. He had cancer. And through prayer, he is completely healed. And I have seen so much joy in his life, taking every moment not for granted, rejoicing at every moment he has, every encounter he has, that he is now healed. For him to bear witness to the healing power of Jesus Christ, my question is, how many others will be healed because their faith is stirred to greater and greater depths because of the witness of how God has been at work in his life? We too, my brothers and sisters, in our experience of healing, we too can be the means for others to grow in faith and to experience healing as well. Amen.